From the Brickyards in Indianapolis, I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this interview here at on Ethanol Day at the track, I have with me Dave Vandergrind, who's president and CEO of ICM. And first of all, Dave, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about your company and how you're involved in the ethanol industry.
Yes, ICM was formed about 11 years ago, and we are a design engineering firm that at this time is the largest engineering firm in the fuel ethanol industry. We will currently this year have over 40 plants utilizing ICM design under some level of construction in the United States.
And as I understand it, ICM, and even you personally in particular, have really been supportive in working with and helping create the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. Can you talk about your involvement and how you've seen that grow from its beginnings just really not too long ago?
We started about 3 years ago visiting with a young man by the name of Paul Dana, who was looking for a sponsor to drive a race car. I did not at that time really understand the correlation between ethanol and racing. However, working with Paul Dana, we really started to see that ethanol had three specific benefits to the consumers here in the U.S., and one of them is the fact that ethanol is a performance fuel. By blending 10% ethanol in your gas, the performance of your car will improve, and the cleanness of it, the environmental benefits of it is reducing tailpipe emissions between 20% and 30% with a 10% ethanol blend. And the third item, which has become more of a, how would you say, an important issue just over the last few years, is the fact that it is made here in America. It isn't a product that we have to go fight over and that we have to protect shipping lanes and all this to get this product here. It is grown right here, and it is consumed right here. And really, the benefits of that is I like to use the example of a $10 bill. I can take $10 and buy $10 worth of gas and put it in my car, and I drive down the road, and the gas is gone, and if that gas was imported petroleum product, the $10 is gone also. The benefits with ethanol is I can take that same $10 and I can buy ethanol fuel. I can put that in my car and drive down the road, and guess what? The fuel is still gone, but I still have the $10 to go do it again and again and again and keep that money in recirculation within this country. And that is really the neatest thing about this whole fuel ethanol industry, is that it truly has a positive influence on everyone in the United States, because we are all consumers of fuel, and there are certain of us that are very much performance-minded people. There are certain people that are very environmentally-minded people, and there are certain people that are very America-minded people, and we have a story to tell to each one of those.
And education is such a key thing for the public that I think what EPIC is doing and as part of its mission is to get that message out.
Yes, EPIC really was formed about 2.5 years ago. Paul Dana and I, working with the race car and bringing in Broin and Associates and Fagan, the three of us as the major ethanol design and build firms in the U.S., came together with a common objective of saying we need to put a program out that gives information to the public, that we can educate the public and not allow the oil companies to be our advertising agency, that we're our own advertising agency, and we are putting out the correct message, the true message, and the accurate message about what ethanol is all about. And EPIC is truly the group that says, we give out and we promote this fuel to the public, and we promote it on the three-legged stool of performance, environmental benefits, and the fact that it is made here in America. We have been very successful so far with an agency that's only a couple years old, and we've gotten a lot of support from some of the other agencies, the Renewable Fuels Association, ACE, and American Coalition for Ethanol, all of these groups have, to a degree, rallied behind the cause that EPIC has taken up, and that is really an educational platform that we're on.
Since we're at the Indianapolis 500 Speedway here, let's turn to the fact that the relationship with the IRL here is now bearing fruit in that this year the cars are racing on a blend that includes ethanol, and next year we'll actually be converting 100% ethanol. And can you talk about what has led up to this and how you think things are that have brought us up to this stage here today?
Indy Racing is really kind of a unique thing. It's the oldest race environment. They had their first race, I believe, was back in 1911, almost 100 years ago. And Indy is where new things are developed. You say, where did the rearview mirror come from? It came from Indianapolis on the early racers so the guys could see who was coming up behind them. And a lot of safety things were developed at Indianapolis. Indianapolis was the first racetrack to go away from gasoline as a fuel and move to methanol because of the safety factors of that methanol had over gasoline. Indy, again, has taken the lead and is the first one to say we need a fuel that is both a performance fuel, a quality fuel, and a Made in America fuel. And they have made the switch to 10% ethanol this year, which is the same fuel that you can buy at the gas pumps throughout the Midwest and on the East and West Coast today. And next year they will be going 100% ethanol. And the reason they're doing that is because they believe in the mission of the ethanol industry. They believe in the future of ethanol. They believe that that this is the right thing to do for this country as we move forward to have a domestically produced product that is both a quality product, an environmentally friendly product, and a Made in America here product. And that's really what Indianapolis is all about. Indianapolis is about taking the next latest, greatest improvement, demonstrating it, and then sending it out to the public.
Well, thank you very much. That's Dave Vandergrind, who is President and CEO of ICM. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.